What about 11? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa rahman. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is Thursday today, and we are experiencing load shedding in Ermelo, so we don't have our studios in full operation. But inshallah, we will continue with our program. And our guest today is Brother Idris Khamisa. The topic we'll be looking at today is something very interesting, pertinent, and very dangerous as well. The issue of internet pornography or addiction to pornography. And we, inshallah, Aziz, are going to be discussing this. Brother Idris has invited a guest from the Philippines to, inshallah, Aziz, be speaking to us as well on this particular issue, Sheikh Wail Ibrahim. And he will also be joining us in a few minutes together with Brother Idris Khamisa. Looking forward to the program today and to your interaction as well. You're most welcome to WhatsApp or SMS any questions, issues that you might like to bring up on 073-173-8461. You can also call us on 011-854-1548. Coming up just after the break, we'll be speaking to Brother Idris Khamisa. Stay tuned to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International.
ہر ایک مقصد میں اللہ کو پکارا تھا پکاریں گے اسی کے سامنے سر کو جھکایا تھا جھکائیں گے ہر ایک مقصد میں اللہ کو پکارا تھا پکاریں گے اسی کے سامنے سر کو جھکایا تھا جھکائیں گے وہی حاضر وہی ناظر وہی قابل وہی ناصر وہی حاضر وہی ناظر وہی قادر وہی ناصر وہی محبوب ہے اس کو منایا تھا منائیں گے وہی محبوب ہے اس کو منایا تھا منائیں گے فقط توحید کے ہر دم رہیں گے عاشق و ہمدم فقط توحید کے ہر دم رہیں گے عاشق و ہمدم اسی توحید کا ڈنکا بجایا تھا بجائیں گے اسی توحید کا ڈنکا بجایا تھا بجائیں گے کہاں جائز ہے یارو یا علی یا غوث کا نعرہ کہاں جائز ہے یارو یا علی یا غوث کا نعرہ الہی المدد نعرہ لگایا تھا لگائیں گے الہی المدد نعرہ لگایا تھا لگائیں گے نہ ڈرتے ہیں کسی سے ہم نہ بکتے ہیں نہ جھکتے ہیں نہ ڈرتے ہیں کسی سے ہم نہ بکتے ہیں نہ جھکتے ہیں بھری محفل میں یہ نغمہ سنایا تھا سنائیں گے بھری محفل میں یہ نغمہ سنایا تھا سنائیں گے اسی کے سامنے سر کو جھکایا تھا جھکائیں گے ہمارے رہے برو قائد وہ دیوبندی اکابر ہے ہمارے رہے برو قائد وہ دیوبندی اکابر ہے جنہوں نے شرک و بدعت کو مٹایا تھا مٹائیں گے جنہوں نے شرک و بدعت کو مٹایا تھا مٹائیں گے رقیب و خوب سن لو ہم سے یہ مذہب کی تعبیر ہے رقیب و خوب سن لو ہم سے یہ مذہب کی تعبیر ہے رواج و رسم پر پیشہ چلایا تھا چلائیں گے رواج و رسم پر پیشہ چلایا تھا چلائیں گے اگر رہتے ہو دنیا میں تمہیں معلوم یہ ہوگا اگر رہتے ہو دنیا میں تمہیں معلوم یہ ہوگا ہمیشہ ہم نے لوگوں کو جگا
انتم تستمعون الى اذاعة الاسلام
صلى ربنا في كل حين وسلم بالغدو وبالاصيل على طه البشير
Radio Islam, Islam World is our community.
الرسل والهدي الدليل
23 minutes after 11, welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Very warm welcome this morning to my guest, Brother Idris Khamisa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My most beloved Maulana, I pray that you are well. I pray the listeners are doing well. They're optimistic, they're positive, and they are thankful to Allah. They have another day to do great things, inshallah, another day. To seek his forgiveness another day, to repent another day, to uplift themselves and be a part of a very productive ummah, a ummah that is bleeding, a ummah that requires healing. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Idris bhai, today we are looking at an interesting topic that you have decided on and that is absolutely pertinent. We are looking at the issue of addiction to pornography, addiction to looking and listening and viewing those things that are completely prohibited for us even to commit and taking pleasure out of those, out of that viewing.
Yes, you know, the thing is, you know, pornography has become a real problem in many of our homes, and now because that you know each one of us are in a situation where we have access to television, those programs, we have access to our cell phones, so it's become part of us, and it has affected really, and I say this here with humility, to the best of us, you know, to the best of us. It has affected everyone. It's affected the people, our scholars. It's affected intellectuals. It's affected young people. It's affected our mothers and our sisters.
Allahu Akbar. And the issue of pornography is something which is age old. It is not a new thing. It is not to say that it's in today's time, but it's an age old issue that has been facing men since the very beginning. And the man has been warned about it in the Quran Kareem as well.
Absolutely. You see, Maulana, the thing is that, you know, you may ask this question also, and it's true, from time immemorial, this has been happening. But the thing is, now, some people might say, okay, I'll only watch it once, I won't do it again. And we've got to ask ourselves, why do people watch this? And when you watch it, how does it affect you spiritually, morally, ethically? How does it affect you in terms of the way you look at our sisters, so on and so forth, is a very important thing. But I can tell you this, that the time when you watched it the first time, it really has a profound, profound negative impact on you, the way you look at things. In fact, you know, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, one stated in one of his books is that when a person, a young boy, watches nudity, right, from whatever source, what it really does to him, it goes directly into his soul. Now, the other frightening thing is this, and I think I might have mentioned this before, I did some research on this topic, and you find that the top 10 countries, where pornography is rife, 6 of those top 10 countries happen to be Muslim countries. Can you believe it? 6
Allah
of... Allah. Really, really. Because you know why? You may ask yourself, how is this possible? Now, this is possible. How is it possible? Is it possible because many people nowadays think, you know what, if I watch it, it's okay, I'm only watching it. I'm not participating. I'm not being unfaithful to my wife. I'm not touching someone else. You know what I'm saying to you? It is innocuous. And you find that this is a problem, and it is really rife in our community. We need to acknowledge that. You find that not many people go to someone and speak about the addiction to it. And you find that it's a very, very serious issue. And the other thing, you know, that with the issue is the fact that men that are addicted to it are now getting their wives also to watch it. So they watch it together. They watch it together nowadays. And what is happening, they too also get some kind of comfort. But the impact, psychological impact we need to talk about, the moral impact is something. May Allah forgive everyone, all of us, who might have got ourselves involved in it, and say to yourself, what do we do? How do we get out of this addiction, you know? And Allah forbid that Allah doesn't take your life one day whilst you're watching this, you know.
That is our greatest fear. That is should always be our greatest concern when committing any sin. And the challenge that we face is that it is so easily accessible and available, and so privately and discreetly available, that a person can be sleeping next to you, lying down next to you, and still at the very same time be involved in watching pornography, and the person in the very own bed will not even realize that their partner is watching pornography. So it's so easily and discreetly available that we feel that there is nobody watching, and that is why it's so important for us to develop our taqwa.
Yeah, because this is the point. The point is that most of us today are guilty or addicted to social media. That you find that whilst you sit next to your spouse, she's absorbed with social media, WhatsApp and Facebook. And then what happens, it gives you some kind of reprieve, as it were, to unobtrusively watch these things, you know. And it's something that we need to acknowledge, that it is a problem. We need to talk about it. And you write about things, you know. They speak about the 4 A's in pornographic addiction. They speak about its accessibility. They speak about its affordability. They speak about the availability. And he also speak about the fact that it's, you know, it's something that all of us are amenable to. And so this is the reality. And may Allah guide us. Let today be the turning point that when we watch it, we must say to ourselves, Astaghfirullah, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us.
Yes. You speak, you use the word addiction. It is by, can you elaborate on that a little further?
Yes. Now, when you are addicted to something, basically means that something you, that you cannot do without. It's your motivator. Something that you're obsessed with. Something that you want to do from the time you get up, the time you sleep. Addiction means you cannot have enough of it. Addiction means there is no moderation and temperance. Addiction is that this becomes your single most important priority. And addiction also means that it affects everything else you do. Addiction means basically, even when you're reading Salah, you're thinking about those images of flash your mind. Even when you are reading the Quran, images of those images flash your mind. That means everything else is totally irrelevant. You are immersed in it, you live in it, you are drawn into it, and something that has a profound, profound impact, it has a deleterious, pernicious impact on your attitude and your values.
And addiction would mean something that if a person does not have it, they would go into a sort of withdrawal, and they would have issues when it comes to getting on and functioning normally. Does pornography actually do that to a person, that they cannot function normally if they do not get enough of it?
Yes, yes. What it does, what addiction does to you, that you become angry, you are impatient, you don't want to sit quietly and have a decent conversation, you are preoccupied, you withdraw, you keep quiet, you make excuses, and there are other sins that are accompanied by pornographic addiction. You begin to lie about how you spend your time. You begin to lie to people, say, sorry, I can't spend any time with you. And it's something, they sit there and watch it passively, and he, of course, it stimulates them. It's something that impacts on their hearts and on their minds, and something that really, really has a long-term effect. But in the end, we have an Allah that is Ghafoor Rahim. We have an Allah that is merciful. We have an Allah who knows we make mistakes. So therefore, it's an opportunity for us to redeem ourselves.
Yes, that is the whole thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be free of all of these types of sins and all of these types of wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really values our submission and dedication to Him. It is by, for a person who feels that they have these particular symptoms that you are outlining and describing, what advice would you have for them?
Firstly, I think, you know, if you want to be healed, then what you need to do, you need to speak to someone who knows. Speak to a psychologist, speak to a counselor, to talk to someone about it, you know, and be open about it. Otherwise, what happens is almost like you're leading Dr. Jekyll and Hyde life, you know. You understand? It's a life, a lie. You understand? So I think this is the first thing that you need to do, that, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And having done that, the second thing you need to do, if you're going to do it on your own, is to do what you call a lifestyle audit. Look at how you spend your time, and how you need to spend your time. How and what are you doing, you know, as it were. So this is very, very important, very, very critical, that that we need to do that. So we need to understand that in life you find that you need to acknowledge the...
Is it still there?
Wait 1 second.
Okay. Yes. You have to really ponder over this aspect and really consider very, very carefully where we are going, how we are behaving, what is the type of lifestyle that we want to lead, and what is the type of life that we want to lead. I picked up a beautiful saying of Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah, and I just want to share it with you. It's a poem by Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah. People who understand Arabic will appreciate this poem, and it is a qasidatul Imam Ash-Shafi'i fi tahdhiri min az-zina. It is a poem by Imam Ash-Shafi'i warning us from adultery. عفو تعفو نساؤكم في المحرم وتجنبوا ما لا يليق بمسلم. That you protect yourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your woman. Stay away from that which Allah, which is not suitable for a Muslim. إن الزنا دين فإن أقرضته كان الوفاء من أهل بيتك فعلمي. It says that zina and adultery is like taking something on loan. It's like a debt that you are only able to repay. It will only be repaid when you will see one of your own family members will get involved in adultery thereafter. يَهَاتِكَنْ حُرُمَ الرِّجَالِ وَقَاطِعًا سُبُلَ الْمَوَدَّةِ عِشْتَ غَيْرَ مُكَرَّمٍ. That, oh, you have committed this crime. You have lived a life of dishonor. لَوْ كُنْتَ حُرًّا مِنْ سُلَالَةِ مَاجِرٍ مَا كُنْتَ هَتَّاكًا لِحُرْمَةِ مُسْلِمٍ. Even if you are free from the...
A helping hand is sometimes less effective than a listening ear. Many of us face challenges that leave us confused and exhausted, even dejected and despondent. Speak to someone, call any of the Jamiatul Ulama's counseling centers, all of which are manned by qualified and caring personnel. Islamic Care Line, Johannesburg on 011-373-8080, or the Islamic Helpline on 011-852-1930, or the Islamic Hope Line in Lodian on 012-374-0026 during office hours. Jamiatul Ulama, South Africa, serving Allah by serving His creation.
For 100 rand, skip intelligent auto washing powder 2 kg or liquid detergent 900 ml. Buy both for 59.50. Flora fat spread assorted 500 grams. Buy any 3 for 49.90. Pick and pay no name large eggs 33.90. Go on, collect them, trade them, and play the craziest games. Stickies only at Pick and Pay. Prices valid 6th to 10th August.
Mom, I'm hungry.
The food is not done yet, my love, but I have a killer fragrant rice in the meantime.
Wow, Mom, this rice is so soft, fluffy, and smells lovely.
Yes, my child, this is the purest fragrant rice that you'll ever find.
For more info on our killer fragrant rice, call Flavor Foods on 011-493-2397 or visit www.akila.co.za. That's AKILA. We also stock a wide range of rice, beans and sugar in our warehouse in City Deep, Johannesburg.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Eu estou a dizer para mim, este aqui é um bom jogador.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Attention all traders, supermarkets and spazas. Visit Devlin Cash & Carry for all your deep cut specials on all listed groceries. Distributors of the widest range of household detergents and perishable goods. Open 7 days a week. Devlin Cash & Carry. Call 011-989-8800. Corner Klepkas and Person Road, Devlin.
Radio Islam, your favorite learning station.
أنتم تستمعون إلى إذاعة الإسلام.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International, and welcome back to Brother Idris Khamisa. Idris, by continuing with our discussion, we got abruptly cut off there. Let us continue with our discussion on this, inshallah.
Yes,
Yeah, you see, so that's the point. The point is, the first thing you need to do is to speak about it. And the second fundamental thing to do is to do a lifestyle audit. Look at your life and ask yourself, what am I doing? How am I spending my time? And to look at, to making sure that you lead a life that is wholesome. And it's very important that the thing is, that is a very, very critical thing. And you've got to acknowledge at the outset that you have an issue, that you've got a problem and you need to deal with it,
Okay, so the issue is acknowledgement. Second aspect is those family members who have suspicion that a loved one is addicted to pornography. What's the advice for them?
Sorry, what's your question again, Molana?
Someone who knows that their family member is addicted to pornography.
Yes, I think you need to go there in a non-judgmental way. Saying it's haram, he knows it's haram. That's not going to help. But you must, engage with him through wisdom and hikmah and tell him that, we are here to help. And because in the end, all of us have different kinds of shortcomings. All of us have some kind of addiction also. So in that way, it will make a very big difference, And you got to use a lot of wisdom. And I think in the end, we need to be far more proactive in the long term. You see, the one thing is to deal with an addiction. That's a long process. It's a slow process. It's a rigorous process. The other thing is this over here is that the need, to educate our children, which is very, very fundamental.
Mm-hmm. And looking at somebody who you have ladies coming with questions from time to time. My husband is involved in this, and I know that he's involved. I've caught him found it on his cell phone. How do we deal with that?
I think what happens if a sister is aware that her husband is doing it, and she must confront him about it. And not in a way that is like almost like interrogative. Yeah, for how long you're doing it now, and I'm going to tell those people. And what happens is not about, we never publicize these things, right? Well, what we need to do is to work with your spouse or vice versa and see how best these things can be addressed. Mm-hmm. And this is a very, very important how we do it, and something that, we need to continue to talk about, And that is fundamental.
I received a message from my sister who says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Menk once said that all the barakah goes out of your life because of this. People's homes are breaking up because men expect all those things out of their wives. And Allah Ta'ala guide and protect our kids and all of us.
No, it's true because, we haven't spoken about yet about the what happens when there's pornography. We have not spoken about it. Right? It's true. The barakah goes. There is no respect. It breaks up families and homes. Right? The haya is gone out of the window. And it impacts the way you look at things. And secondly, what happens, most importantly, it impacts on your iman. Your iman becomes very, very weak. And that is a fundamental thing. And I want to thank the sister for sharing that with us because that is the reality.
Mm-hmm. What are the other factors in addiction to pornography that you would
the
like
other aspect is that the other aspect is this. What happens, there is a psychological aspect also. Because you must understand that when you are watching pornography, who you are watching? You are watching people that have absolutely no respect for the body, right? They have no faith. And secondly also, they glamorize, as it were, sexuality, right? But they do not glamorize, as it were, the issue of being feminine. The issue about morality. And what happens is this, then when you watch it, it impacts on your self-esteem. You feel you know, why can I not, in what commas, you know, indulge in it in the way they are doing it? It affects that. And then also, you begin to look at your spouse in a different way. You say, but my spouse is not, in what commas, doing what he's supposed to do, right? In a meaningful way. That, you know, he is weak, he is impotent, and so on and so forth. These kinds of comparisons are going on. And then when you are fulfilling your conjugal rights, who are you thinking about? Are you thinking that you are doing it with your wife within the sacred institution of marriage, or are you visualizing someone else? So these are things that impact. Then what happens that the wife is just like a, you know, like a mechanism over there, you know, just to satiate your lust. So that respect is gone and the value of marriage itself is gone. So there's, that one is the psychological aspect, you know.
Mm-hmm. So psychologically it also affects you. What about health impacts?
Yes, health also, it must impact on your health, because the important thing is this, that, you know, when anything in life becomes an obsession, right, then you are doing it at the expense of everything else. You are not going to show any interest on your physical well-being. You're not show any interest in your mental well-being, and so on and so forth. And as a result, because this becomes your single biggest obsession, you want to always be in front of your cell phone. You want to do all of these things. You want to, copy these things onto your, to your files and everything else that goes with it. And as a result, what happens, your mind is filthy. It affects you medically. It affects you physically. And as a result, the impact it has is so great. So therefore, the assumption that, oh, I'm only doing this, you know, I only spend so many minutes a day, but it impacts the way you look at things now, the way you look at things in the future, and it impacts on every aspect of your life, you know.
The SMS that has come in, that everything one watches is all fake and put on, nothing is real and natural and normal, it's a big bluff. This is what the SMS says.
Right, you know, the thing is, you know, sadly I'm not in a position to say that, right? Right. But what I'm saying is this, it's true that these people have got actors, right? They've got actors over there, and people who are paid to do this, to glamorize and all of that, right? And as a result of it, you know, you compare yourself to those individuals, right? And those individuals are only doing it for money. They're getting paid to do what they are doing, and you are watching it. And the thing is, what people must understand, that 60% or 70% of people who produce general programs, not even the pornographic programs, are either atheists, agnostics, or they're people, they have issues with their own gender. So we need to understand, so they don't have any, there's no good to be gained by it, you know.
There is no... Because that is the whole thing, that for temporary pleasure, it's just an issue of temporary pleasure, but there are permanent consequences to it.
You know, you raise a good point. It titillates you for that moment, whatever, but the damage can be very, very permanent, you know, and that's something that we need to look at. And the thing is, you see, that's the whole point. The point is, you know, like the Sahaba, they were acutely aware of Allah in every part, every wherever they went, they saw Allah. And sadly, you know, because of our weakness or our own iman, we do not see it that way, you know.
It is for a person to help others, particularly the youth. How do we teach them from an early age to avoid it?
You know what? I think, you know, you don't even speak about pornography too early to children. But what you speak about, you speak about chastity, you speak about haya, and, you know, the way at home, where the mother dresses modestly, the things they watch is not against the Sharia, the things they talk about, and where the father shows the respect to the mother in terms of who she is, elevates the status. These are fundamental things. And then as a result, you know, the parents are very, very critical. But sadly, today, parents themselves and even grandparents themselves are addicted to this. So So they are very, very poor examples, and may Allah forgive them, make a difference. So that's one. The other important thing is this, you must always promote the sacred institution of marriage, right? Very, very critical. Once you do that, inshallah, that will be an antidote. The third thing that is also important is to enhance the self-esteem of the children, you know. And once you do that, it makes a big difference, you know.
On a person who is addicted, there is a sister who has sent us some advices. Number one.
Yes, please.
Go into a 40-day quarantine away from the things that lead you to the sin. Number two, do good deeds. Number three, keep to the company of the pious. Number four, read the following dua. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر سمعي وبصري ولساني وقلبي ومني. Oh Allah, I seek protection from the evils of my ears, eyes, tongue, heart, and my semen. Interesting points. We have a caller on the line. Let us take the caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mawlana. Well, I don't know if you read that medical report where psychiatrists and psychologists have written that people that are addicted to pornography and drugs and so forth, first of all, they can't reason out because a certain part of the brain called the tau that gets blocked off. And due to that, they can't identify what is right from right and wrong. And what the result is, you'll find that they cannot be judgmental on issues, even the personal issues. And secondly, Mulan, there is no medical cure for people that are addicted to pornography.
Right. So there's no medical cure. They just have to overcome the mental block that they have.
See, certain part of the blood, the brain called, it's called the tau, it gets blocked off. And that particular part, it's very difficult to reverse it. Then if I, Mulan, you find that these people that are on addicted to Niopi, you know, the drug, they hallucinate. There's a voice that tells them what to do, that to kill your parents or kill somebody, they become like treacherous. So, you know, this type of thing, it's a similar thing, you know, that affects a certain part of the
brain. Jazakumullah khairan.
Jazakumullah, Mulan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jee, please, bye.
Yeah, I'll respond to both. The sister is right. You see, when you speak about a lifestyle audit, you got to move away from that thing that reminds you of to do that. And you got to be free from technology for 40 odd days, right? And you find this is a very critical thing. And not to associate with people that who are like you in terms of that addiction. Not that you don't want to help them. Of course, you're going to turn to Allah for guidance, you know, about your eyes, your ears, and everything else. So the dua, Allah bless the sister for giving that. From the perspective of the second caller, right, you know, it is true that once you start watching it, you know, what happens is, as one person spoke about, you suspend a suspension of disbelief. You are so consumed by it, and you don't, at that moment, you're not thinking what you are doing is wrong. You only after the act itself, then you say, my gosh, right? But the point is this, if you keep on watching it, your senses are numbed. And you almost accept that as, you know, that's it, nothing wrong. You begin to rationalize it. But the fundamental thing, we as Muslims, we have choices. Remember that, right? We are told to enjoin that which is good and forbid that which is wrong. Allah will not test us about things that are out of our control. Allah will not judge us by things that are out of our control. We are only accountable for what's in our control. And I think the bottom line is this, that for me, the aim to talk about the program is that we must not be like an ostrich, you know, hiding our head. It's a reality. Pornography is real. It has impacted in our homes. It is becoming, there is a growing number that are watching it, from children in the primary school right to adults. Senior people are watching it. Families are watching it. It is a disease. We need to talk about it. We need to help people get over it. And inshallah, my fervent hope and prayer is we need to continue to talk about it. Where next week, inshallah, I would share with you 10 or 15 practical things we can do, inshallah, to rid ourselves of this habit.
In Rizbay, we have a sister on the line. Let's take that call. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. I commend you for discussing this topic, which is absolutely rife and widespread. It is definitely a problem in Muslim community and throughout the world. And my comment is it makes a human into an animal. And Iman and Haya can't reside in such a heart. Also, these acts are actually like the help of the shaitan. It like makes you a person that loses your Iman and, you know, Jazakallah, that's my comment.
Jazakumullahu khairan.
Alaikum.
And wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, it is by.
No, what the sister's saying is right, you know. And I think that, you know, we would have got more people, I mean, to talk about it. You know, inshallah, we pray that maybe next week someone who is in orbit also talks about it and in an anonymous way or sends us a text message and shares with us what he or she has done to get out of that habit, you know.
Inshallah, Aziz. It is by Jazakumullah Khairan for your time this morning, and inshallah, we will speak next week.
Inshallah, Jazakumullah for that, Maulana. Allah bless you, look after you, and protect you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran to my studio operator this morning, Brother Muhammad Bilal, and shukran to you for listening to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. From Junaid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.